Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
1 week. Are you ready? No. Not even close. Am I hearing? Yeah, good. Yes, 1 week. Everybody, we're coming up. We're all excited because it means that we're going to celebrate Jesus. Of course, we should celebrate Jesus every single week, especially as we gather together as brothers and sisters in Christ. And there's no better place than we should be right here, right now, as we honor Him. You don't have to be at this place, but you should be in the fellowship because we are the body and Christ is the head of the church. Let us never forget that as we go to Him in prayer. Dear most heavenly and gracious Father, we thank You for Your blessings. We thank You for our time together. More than anything, Lord, we thank You for the gift. And though as we look back through the years and the things that You've done for us, we know that the greatest gift of all is the Son You sent to be a propitiation for our sins. Help us never forget that as we study Your Word today. In Your most heavenly name we pray. Amen. It is certainly the season. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of chaos going around, and I realize that some people just have some things they have to do every single year at this time. Now, my family didn't really have a lot of traditions growing up. I think that we normally put up our decorations after Thanksgiving, not because we believed you had to do it that way, just it was a convenient time for us. And every year on the day before Christmas, my family would get a gift, normally a board game, and we would play that board game that night and never touch it again. That was our tradition. But then I met this woman, this wonderful woman, and she and her family are full of traditions. Do you guys know her family likes to go out into the cold and cut down a tree? That is the silliest thing I've ever heard of. But yet, she wants to do it. In fact, a few years ago, I convinced her to buy an artificial tree, and I think she holds that against me, folks. Just ridiculous. Cutting down a tree out in the cold. But there are some things I like to do that her family did. I especially like that her family would make this trip an hour and a half away to go to this toy store to walk through this row of Christmas trees and then buy the toys that they were going to buy for the Christmas. And then they would go out and they would always eat chicken wings. It is on. But traditions are what you make of them, and we certainly have our own traditions, which is why this year is my favorite time of year. This is the year that we say, we want to thank you. We love you guys very, very much. So on this day, a few years ago, my wife decided that she's going to take on this huge project of making about a thousand cookies. And so today is the day that we give back. So I want to invite Philip and Addie and Autumn to... No, Rachel says, nope, never mind. All right, so just Philip. And we are going to give you guys a gift, even the visitors. So you guys came on such a great day. You came on Cookie Day. And we love you guys. You're awesome. Keep following God in everything you do. Yes. Thanks, Willie. Make sure you share these cookies with your wife because I think she'll get mad. They are absolutely delicious, and the hardest thing about the previous week is not eating them before you guys get to. But it's also a stressful time of year. It's the year that things tend to go wrong and things tend to cause a lot of chaos. You guys know Bob Rivers? Bob Rivers created a song he calls the 12 Pains of Christmas. The things that just drive us nuts about Christmas. And for me, it's this one right here, putting up the lights. I can't stand this. It's just absolutely awful. But there's so much stress that comes with this holiday that is supposed to be a time of joy, a time of celebration, but we just don't know how to handle it. In fact, we
tear our lives apart trying to give celebration to this holiday. They say in January, more divorces are initiated than any other time of year because we have no clue what this holiday is about. Can anybody tell me what Christmas is all about? You guys know this? This is the best Christmas movie ever, and it's like 30 minutes long. The perfect length for a Christmas movie. And so this boy, which I'm sure we all know of because he's very popular in culture, Charlie Brown, is trying to find the true meaning of Christmas. I know I'm kind of going about this in a really roundabout way, but I really want to stress this because this movie is so important to our culture because what this particular movie represents. It was released in 1965 with the purpose of focusing on the true meaning of Christmas. And Charlie Brown, the main character, is struggling. He's trying to figure it out. He's caught up in everything, all these things that are bringing stress and depression on his life. And he doesn't know why, because everybody else around him is finding joy and happiness. Especially the latter, because those two aren't exactly the same thing. And so he goes to his local psychiatrist for the low, low price of a nickel. Wish you guys could get health care for that price, don't you? And he says, "What's my problem?" She says, "You need to be more involved." I really don't think that that's his problem. In fact, I think that's going to make his problem worse. But you get what you pay for, I guess. And so he decides he's going to be more involved. He's going to do the Christmas play. And he's like, "We need a Christmas tree. What is Christmas without a Christmas tree?" And so he goes to the lot and he finds this pathetic looking tree. The only one on the lot that's like no one else would even consider. And he takes it back to them. And what do? They mock him for it. And finally, in a scream of frustration, he expresses the same sentiment out loud that he had been expressing. You guys can't. What? Oh, Rachel wants to know if she missed anybody. Everybody get a box?
No.
No. Yes, if you didn't get a box, we still have extras. So please, we want you all to have one. Now you made me lose my place. So in his frustration, he screams the sentiment that he's been echoing out through the whole special. Who can tell me what Christmas is all about? Well, I can tell you what it's not about. I can tell you the things that are causing you all the stress on this particular holiday. The things that we worry most about on this holiday. We worry about being involved. We worry about going to all these things and doing all this stuff. And we exert ourselves so much that we compound our stress over and over in our lives. And the worst part about it is, we think we can do it. We think, I am in control. I can handle this. I don't need anyone else to push me along. But that's not a biblical principle. That's not what God teaches us. God teaches us to rely on Him and remember He is in control. We get caught up in the idea of what we see here with Snoopy's doghouse. The Christmas lights, the displays, the competition, the consumerism. If you guys go to my neighborhood has a huge Christmas light competition every year. Do you know what we do? We put up one string of lights. I ain't messing with that. But these neighbors, they bring out inflatables, they bring out woodworking stuff, they have their lights streamed up to the radio station. I mean, how much do you think that that causes them joy? How much do you think that that causes them happiness or fulfillment? That's not what this holiday is all about. It isn't what Sally is doing in her letter writing. It's not about the gift. It's not about the money. It's not about the give me, give me, give me. Yeah, you might get a little bit of happiness in that moment. But what's December 26th going to look like? Well, I played with this toy. I played with this board game. I guess I will never touch it again. And probably the most fitting moment in the whole show, Charlie Brown very quickly walks away from this. It's not about the parties, the dancing, the plays. Again, this is just more temporary happiness or unfulfillment. Though a little bit closer, because we're reaching the fellowship and the goodwill part of what it is about. But he's still not there. It's not about the Christmas tree. It's not about the lot that illustrates Charlie Brown and others. The biggest problem that we have with Christmas is we perceive it to be something it is not. So, can anyone tell me what Christmas is all about? Can anyone point to anything about the true meaning of Christmas? Linus can. Says, sure, Charlie Brown, I will tell you exactly what it's all about. So, in my good Linus fashion, I have my blanket. This is Phil's blanket, by the way. And I will be happy to tell you what he says, because it is one of the greatest moments in all time. The greatest moment in history in all time. Where he finally says, lights please. And there were, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them. And they were sorely afraid. And the angel said to them, fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloth, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace, goodwill towards men. It's very, very subtle. So I was a little bit more exert about it. So as Linus reads this scripture, he drops his blanket. Drops it. And he drops it immediately after he says what? Fear not. Do not be afraid. Because this news, the news that he is telling us on this day, is the greatest news you're ever going to hear. And Linus, this character throughout his whole career, is always seen holding his security blanket. He wields this thing like a multi-purpose tool. I've seen him do all kinds of things with this blanket. But in this moment, in this reading of Scripture, he lets it go. In the 1960s, less than 9% of television Christmas episodes had any references to religion. And I'm pretty sure it's now less than 1%. Charles Schulz, despite a ton of pressure from the producers to get rid of this particular issue, he says, no, we're not going to do that. In fact, he made it the climax of the show so that it was impossible to remove, because he said, if we don't do it, who else will? For we should not be afraid to proclaim this message that he is here. Still, people want to hold on to their security blanket. People want to think that I can do it alone. I can be in control. People want to resist the message, both believers and non-believers alike, for the exact same reasons. It wasn't Jesus' birthday. Okay? Jesus was probably born in the spring. So what? Doesn't matter. This is the day we chose to honor him. It was a pagan holiday. Well, that might have been its purpose, but not anymore. It's not why we as Christians celebrate it. It's driven by commercialism. Fair enough? Eliminate it. You don't have to celebrate it. Life is a gift. Every moment on this earth is a chance for us to appreciate every single thing that God has given us, especially this gift. And sometimes a tree is more than a tree. This little stickly tree that Charlie Brown buys was the only real thing there. The only real thing that we can be sure of in this life is what God has given us. And Linus took his swaddling cloth, his security blanket, and he wrapped it around that tree. And the kids rallied around it in the end and finally said, "Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown." Because this is the true meaning of Christmas. Merry Christmas, Warrensburg Church of Christ. For we are here on this day because in the city of David, 2,000 years ago, a baby was found wrapped in swaddling cloth. The Bible is a testament of God's love for man and the lengths he will go to bring them back to him. It is by our own free will that we have cut ourselves off from God. But God in his love for us sent this Savior on that day, maybe not December 25th, but on a day just like it to say, here is a great gift. Here is my son, who I am well pleased, who is going to die for you. Do you appreciate that gift? Is there anything we can do to help you? We'd like to respond to this message in any way. Feel free to come forward as John leads us in song.